hey. Hey, hey, hey. Hey, hey, hey. Welcome, everyone, week 13 of the anticlimactic wrap-up of the Blue Streak Lives On. I mean, last week was much better. Now, really, I'm telling you right now, that would have been an epic podcast. You would have heard it's going to go to the lost tapes. It's deleted, done. Because I really thought last week we had a lot of people playing. And come to find out, nothing exciting was happening. I mean, so much so, you saw a couple guys check out. We'll go into that later. I didn't follow any football this weekend. I just had a football Thanksgiving. Been fat, battling a little bit of sickness. I don't know what the fuck I got. I think I got AIDS. But you know, I'm not kissing any of you guys, so totally fine. And I just didn't watch anything. I just said, you know what? I don't give a fuck. I'm not in it in both of my leagues. I'm not doing anything. I am not involved. I'm just going to be a good sportsman, put the best lineup out there and try to win. But I'm not going to waste my Sunday knowing it's depressing. The Bucks are not going anywhere. And fantasy football leagues are horrible. So it was not an exciting time for me. But hey, you know, I make the most of my free time. We got together, a couple of the guys in the league. A-Train and Marlo, we got together. We did some things, you know. We talked a little bit about that, the classic trade. You know, we had a good discussion talk. Wish it was open mic there. Or live mic, I should say, for that we could all listen in. You know, none of you guys want to do this with me. I get it. But, hey, you know, someone must do this. Someone must carry the baton for the league and represent. But it was really, like I said, anticlimactic because at the end, the only thing that had to happen was MVP winning. If MVP won, he was in, and I would say everyone else was locked in. Everyone else had the situations. I haven't looked at the brackets or anything like that. But, you know, I know MVP won because simply he's texted me this morning, early this morning. He's like, I did it. I fucking did it. He said, hey, man, I made the playoffs. I'm like, oh, fuck. I thought he was done. I was really happy, though, on Sunday. I'm not going to lie. He went ahead and messaged me. He was bummed out. He was like, man, I fucking lost. I should have started Brady over Winston. And I was like, nah, buddy. You fucked up. You know, I was all of a sudden, I was like, man, I'm feeling better. I've been sick. God damn. I'm so excited. I was really so animated. My feelings got up when the fucking guy was going to lose. I was like, damn, this guy's going to fucking lose. He's joining me. It didn't matter how much work he put in. He's in the sidelines with me. And I was so excited about that because if there's one thing anyone knows, I don't want MVP winning a championship under my watch. I don't care if anybody else wins. I don't care if Greg wants to leave me and start his own team and it kind of defeat. I'm all for that. The guy cannot see his MVP. And he was so sad on Sunday. And I was kind of elated. I was like, man, yes. Yes! And then he texts me, man, I did it. I'm like, oh, man, fuck. As he ended up being diesel. I don't know how the hell that happened. I mean, with Jameis Winston, 13 points, and you have Brady on the bench for 34, that was the kiss of death. I was like, yes. You know, that would have just carried on the whole season. But I told you, big dummy, when you got Brady in a neutral site, at this time of year, you don't play Brady. You're right. But he's in Houston. He's in the dome. You know, he's in an indoor climate condition. Whenever Brady is in a neutral kind of situation where the weather's not impacting his arm, I'm in. I'm in because he's shown. I mean, think about it. How many Super Bowls he's played in? He's always kicked ass in those. And those have been neutral sites for the most part. Outside of the one in New York, I want to say. I mean, that's the only one where I can say, yeah, you know. But for the most part, those things are in domes, they're controlled, and he plays his ass off. So I guess for me, that was kind of the thing. It's like, you know, I'm all for it. Hold on, man, I'm trying to turn into this fucking road. I snuck in here. This guy behind me is so pissed off. Like, you fucking guy. I'm an asshole, man, during the season because people aren't assholes. But I went ahead. But anyway, I saw that, and he put in Jameis at the end. And I said, dude, they're playing on the road. Jameis, he's going to throw the ball, but you don't know if it's for touchdowns or interceptions. But he went ahead, you know, Derek does what Derek does, and picked Winston. So I was like, yeah, you big dummy. I was really going to lay it on him. And then he put Tevin Coleman out there for 1.5, LeSean McCoy night. I mean, who the fuck bailed you out? That's what I want to know. I mean, who was the Monday nighter? I don't even know who was playing the Monday night. I mean, I really don't know anything. Oh, it was the Vikings and I forgot, man. I don't even know. It was the Vikings playing somebody. And I'm looking through his thing. I don't even see who it was, man. But I guess Diesel, man, 79 points. Mark Ingram let you down. Chicago defense, 3 points. But 79 points. Yeah, Evans, 5.3. Nothing there. I mean, I'm half-assing it today. A lot of points on the bench, though. Whoa, Diesel. But I think you're ready. I think you're ready to do some damage in this time around. So, I don't know, MVP. Good luck. That's all I'm going to say. You need it. And this one I'm going to talk about real quick. I saw this was where the personalities kick in. And, you know, guys get really personal, get really angry and things like that. But when I saw the lineup that Matty rolled out there and not putting out there Dalvin Cook, not putting Keenan Allen, that just let me know one thing. Like, you know, Matty mailed it in. He said, fuck that. You know, Matty's one of those guys when he's mathematically out. He's not doing the league any favors. He's like, you know what? Marlo doesn't have anything to do, and Kevin doesn't have to do anything. Those guys, shout out to Kevin. Hopefully, he's trying to get people to go out there and play. Are you kidding me, bro? Like, we're going to get ACL tears out there. You know, we just walk out there, and people are spraining ankles. Like, how about this, Kevin? If you get Pearson to go out there with his fucked up hip and his robotic knee, then I'm in. How about that? You get Pearson to go out there one time, I'll be out there. But, yeah, I mean, it just seemed like, you know, if anything wasn't a stake, I would think Matty was definitely doing a solid. But apparently he just kind of called it a day. He's checked out of fantasy football. You know, nice thanks for playing, as Donnie would say. And let's get the fuck out. But, yeah, I'm not going to go into much wrap up here. Fuck y'all. Let me see what else is going on here. I'm just swiping through. Hey, Sir Arthur won by 30 points to Burke. Kicked his ass. But you know what? At least, Burke, you didn't come in last place like I did. You know, that's the label I got to carry in this league. I came in last place. I mean, that is unbelievable. You know, I got to stick to broadcasting. Either that or kick Greg out. Because Greg is not doing me any favors. The guy's having me burn the candle at both ends. That he's having to make tough decisions here with rosters. It's like, you know, I can't be the president. I can't be the GM. I can't be the coach. And I can't be the broadcaster. I got to pick a couple of them, you know. And he's not helping me out whatsoever. Like, come on, dude. You got to get more involved, man. You got to get more passionate. And the funny thing about it is his opinion sucks just as much as mine. Because we're in the Yahoo League. In different teams, and we have the same record. God damn. So, it doesn't fucking matter. At least Burke is just driving his own ship, his own car, and all that stuff. But you know, Sir Arthur. See, Art, you wasn't that bad, man. I know you're concerned about your team, man. But no, man, you were in it to win it. And now you got a good, you know, 13 points here. With Carson Wentz coming through for 34. Fournette giving you 10. Singletary giving you 16. I mean, good stuff, man. And they used to leave on the points on the bench. You know, you're ready to go. You got a couple guys in there. Well, they're quarterbacks. So you're trying to figure out if you're trying to switch quarterbacks or not with Wentz. So, but it looks like Wentz is the guy to take. Now you got to watch out for that weather, man. Other than that, you're good. But... yeah, I mean, Burke, congratulations. You suck again. I mean, how many years has it been since you made the playoffs? Like, are you really in it, man? Like, what's your excuse? Is it running too many leagues? Are you being the commissioner for too many leagues? I mean, I'm trying to find out. Like, see, we're trying to multitask. We're trying to do a lot of these things for the sake of people that don't care about us. And obviously, we're losing a lot of money. Uh-oh, I'm coming into traffic. Oh, man, this traffic here at 7 o'clock, it's fucking nuts, man. I fucking don't miss this shit at all. Fuck. Fucking horrible. Anyway, I'm going all over. But Sir Arthur, congratulations. I don't know where you're at. Ranking-wise, we'll see. Hey, Carter. Carter took a loss, but he should still be in it. Big Blue decided to give him a parting gift. I hope you guys listened to that and enjoyed it. It's Big Blue giving a big punch to Carter. 100 to 115. But like I said, Carter's in it. Deshaun Watson is rolling. I don't know anything else is going on here. Kareem Hunt. Look at Kareem Hunt coming back. Holy shit, Kareem Hunt. Look at you. Must be the third down back over there. But Big Blue, 111. Kirk Cousins came through 24 on a Monday night. I guess he's not known to play good on Monday nights. I don't know if he won or not. Probably didn't. Chris Carson, 16. I got Rashad Penny. Rashad Penny, if you guys want to trade. Like I said, man, I'm fucking mongering the fucking waiver wire. I got, Burke's got to do something about it because I'm a fucking dickhead like that. I'm like, yeah, I'm going to get it, right? Boom. But I think the playoffs now, I'm kicked out automatically. But, yeah, fuck that, man. I fucking get mine. I'll tell you that right now. You guys are not going to win under my watch. Any of you. Let me see what else is going on. Adrian Peterson, 15.9. I mean, so I see, Big Blue, congratulations. But you're sitting here in the sidelines with me. What else is new? All right, next up. Hey, Donnie, hey, congratulations on a nice parting gift. You gave to Adrian 50-point ass-kicking, but too little too late. You had to do that last week. You couldn't do it. You couldn't pull it off. What happened? What the fuck happened, Donnie? You had this locked in. Most of the season you were in. What happened? I mean, Jesus, you got Devontae Parker, Russell Wilson. Moore from Carolina, the receiver over there. I mean, I what happened, Donnie? What happened with you not making the playoffs? That's got to be a tough one to swallow because you had it in you. And A-Train's just stumbling down here at the end. But, I think I do agree with you. If you're going to have a bad week, you want to have it before the playoffs. But, boy, Lamar Jackson. I mean, when you talk about Lamar Jackson having a bad day at 24 points, that's really crazy, isn't it? We're going to see how this all pans out. Because can he sustain that shit during the playoffs, right? Does he still have the legs? Chubb, 7.9. Uh-oh, Kareem Hunt taking over. Odell Beckham, 2.9. Uh-oh. I mean, you have a lot of problems here. Philadelphia defense. Yeah, I'm yawning. I'm coughing. I just don't give a fuck. I've been up early. Forking hat. Lutz gave you 17. That's it, man. Let's just see what else you got. Man, nothing could have saved you. 50 points. Fuck out of here. We're out of here. Next, me. Mighty Jacks. Hey, I lost by 2.4. Great. Shit happens. I want to give a thank you to Camaro. I want to thank a thank you to Freeman. I want to give a thank you to Diggs. I want to give a thank you to Juju Smith-Schuster for the fucking piece of shit work they did this year. Honorable mention goes to Aaron Rodgers, even though he gave me 38 points. He was nowhere to be found most of the year. Those are the people I want to give shout-outs to. Fuck all of you motherfuckers. Eat a dick, you cocksuckers, like Joey Diaz would say. He's a comedian. I don't fucking give a fuck. Fuck. I feel like dumping them all out there in the waiver wire, Burke. What do you think about that? Huh? What do you think? That's totally legal. That's totally within the rules. It's not within the spirit of the game, right? Good spirit, but I'll fucking do it, man. I'm fucking all over the place. I don't fucking give a fuck. I mean, when you lose by 2.4, it's like, all right, what else is new? I don't even want to look at anything right now. All right, sure. All right, congratulations, sweet Ron. I think you're in the playoffs. Yeah, you are. I don't know. This is going to be the quickest podcast you ever fucking heard. All right, I'm out. Let me see. No, not out. Yeah, I got to go over the leagues. The league, the playoff bracket. Let me see what we got. All right. Playoff bracket. Fuck. All right. A-Train's got the bye. Sweet Ron's got the bye. They're both the 10-3. All right. Carter's playing Diesel. Battle of the former champs. The defending champ coming in here at 7-6 versus Carter 7-6. Look at that. Carter, I want to just tell you, I want to kiss your ass again. I'm going to kiss your ass every week, man. Because, you deserve the job you did this year. I mean, that's a really, That's what really good players do. That's what really good teams do. They just find a way to win, no matter the circumstances. You fucking did it. Congratulations to you. And MVP, oh, good luck, buddy. You're going to get your ass kicked by Sir Arthur. You have no fucking chance. I'm trying to see what the preview is here. Preview, come on. It's not 0.6. Get the fuck out of here. No, all right, that's bullshit. Arthur's got a way better shot than that. Fuck that. They got the line as fucking, get the fuck out of here. They got MVP losing by 0.6. It's not even close. And the odds here on Carter. Carter's, let me see, he's picked to win. Uh-oh. Diesel, watch out. That's it, man. I'm out.